Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Bologna, Italy. I'm at the Cersei Show, the 33rd edition, and I'm with Armando Caffiera, who's the managing director of the Ceramic Industry Association. Armando, how you doing?
Very well. Thank you, Kemp, for being back in Bologna. It's great to be back also in your program.
It's good to come to the show. It's always interesting. Most people know the Italians have been fashion leaders for a long time, and the ceramic industry is very fashion-oriented. Let's start out talking just a little bit about the industry and then into the show. As we look at the industry, you told me last night that if you look at the 2015 export numbers versus 2014, first half of the year, overall export is up a little bit ahead of last year. Last year it was up 4%. This year a little ahead of that. But the exports to the United States, this is very interesting, are up 32.4%. So that's a stellar performance, isn't it?
Yes, Kemp. The export is doing very well for the Italian industry, particularly the exports to the United States, and definitely the impact of the exchange rate of the euro to the dollar has an effect there. But I'm also sure that there is a component of genuine growth, which goes well beyond the exchange rate factor, which can be explained with the investments of our industry in the first place. These investments were up 20% last year to 290 million euros, and they were all in innovation, mainly product innovation. So we can go to the second factor, I think, of success for our industry, which is promotional activities, which are done by the companies individually, but also as an association, which means all the companies together. If I can mention also a third factor, I think it's the choice of our companies to rely very strongly on the relationship with their partners, the U.S. distributors.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think another factor I brought up at the beginning is the fashion, the element, the aesthetics. And we get in, maybe in a minute we can talk a little bit about some of the trends we're seeing here. When you see the tile that's produced here versus what you see potentially from China, you know, this is a much more visually striking product, and that's certainly part of the equation, wouldn't you say?
Innovation means the continuous efforts in research in all fields, and definitely the aesthetic research and innovation effort is one of the main components. This also comes to the show, which is growing also in its architectural program. This morning we are going to have Alexio Magistralis by Glenn Marcotte, a Pritzker Prize winner in 2003, and this will be the seventh Pritzker Prize that we are having in a row here at Cersei.
Yeah, let me compliment you for that. As I said, this is the 33rd year of the show. You have almost 900 exhibitors, 39 countries represented from the attendee base. There's 500 tile companies. The show is also has some bathroom fixture component to it. But one of the reasons I think that this show continues to do well, and you were telling me a minute ago you anticipate the attendance to be better this year than last year, attendance in the 100,000 attendee range, that's a lot of people. One of the reasons is because you focus on design and architecture. And as you mentioned, you have this Pulitzer Award-winning architect from Australia at the show. You've also brought architects from the United States, a whole delegation of them, to the show. So that is, I think, part of what makes this show to continue to be successful.
This is a genuine trade show, but definitely the relationship with architects and designers is key for our products if they want to aim to the high-end market. It's very important for us to work with architects from all over the world. We are having in the thousands architects coming, mostly from international countries, and this is an effort that we share with our companies. It's not only the show that attracts the architects and the designers, also the companies are involved directly. In each stand, there is a new performance coming on each day for our prescriptors.
You know, another factor of the growth of this product in the United States is, as you know, the per capita usage of tile is low versus many of the other developed countries in the world. But you have a new focus, or many of your manufacturers have a new focus on this outdoor space. And as a matter of fact, one of the dimensions of this show is a new exhibit called Day Off. And I feel like that potentially a good 10 to 15% of your growth is because this porcelain product is being, more and more of it's being installed in these outdoor porches, patios, outdoor spaces.
Definitely, the research innovation that is going in our products is always looking for new spaces, new possibilities for the ceramic products to express its quality. And as you are correctly saying, definitely the outdoor is a key point of this expansion. We are looking also at the exhibition that you mentioned, the OFF, which will be inaugurated today, as a new way to expose the product, meaning that the success of Cersaia, it's not something to rely on. We are always there to find a new way for the architects, but also for the trade to find interest in looking at a solution. And they offer, I think, it's a good attempt in this direction.
Last night you entertained a group of people. You took them to Sassuolo. Sassuolo, most people that know this industry, was the beginning of where the modern tile industry took off. And in the United States now, some people are joking that we have a new Sassuolo in the area around Nashville and over to Knoxville, where there are now 7 tile plants either working or under construction. And out of those 7 tile plants, 4 of them are Italian companies who are coming here. The benefit of that being you get the Italian design, the Italian innovation, and you get local USA production. So this is another big success point for this industry, right?
We were very pleased to have our international guests yesterday in Sassuolo, in the beautiful site of the Palazzo Ducale, because we believe that the link between our companies and the land where they have developed and they continue their activities is key for our success. When our clients buy an Italian tile, they also buy the way of living that we have behind, the attention for environment, for sustainability, the social commitment of our workforce. And this, I think, is very important. It's the element of the district. And you are very correct in saying that the fact that it's developing the same model also in the U.S., in Tennessee, it's something that gives our industry a very good path to develop. I have also to say that the local authorities in Tennessee, from what I hear to the companies, were very clever in supporting this development.
Well, Armando, you have to be pleased. You're in charge of the success of this business, you and your team, and it seems to me that while we've had some tough times through the recession, that we're through that now, and we see growth in the last 2 years and into the future, wouldn't you say?
I definitely say so. Our work pays, and we have to continue to work hard to continue this way.
It's good to be with you again. Been talking to Armando Coffiera, the managing director of the Italian ceramic industry, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.